Naomi, as I was saying a moment ago, it does beg a belief that indeed a primary school would be targeted in any way.
Absolutely. And I mean, as I say, it's been a very distressing episode for the school, for the parents, and for local residents. When the school became aware of the situation, I mean, they acted with the board and with the police and promptly made a decision as a precautionary measure to close the school for today in order to ensure that children were absolutely safe. And also the police were in the area, obviously, then to provide reassurance for local residents. But I mean, it is an almost unprecedented situation, and I think it has been handled very well by the school and also by the police.
What do we know about the content of the threat?
Very limited, Frank, and obviously because an arrest has taken place, there's a very limited amount that we can say in respect of that in order to ensure that we don't prejudice any police investigation going forward. Simply, there was a threat in relation to the school, and so obviously the authorities focused on trying to ensure that those young children and the local residents in the area and the teaching staff were safe.
How much pressure do the parents in East Belfast, parents who have kids at that school, feel under, considering they're blimmin' well in the dark on this?
Well, I mean, first and foremost, the school acted promptly in terms of notifying parents that the school would be closed. You have to be careful, obviously, in terms of what you can and can't say, because the police were in a live investigation situation, and that remains the case today, even though arrests have taken place. The issue, obviously, was that parents could see police activity at the site and were therefore very nervous and very distressed. There was already a lot of talk on social media, queries being asked and speculation as to what was going on, and local residents were very nervous as to what was happening because they were aware that something unusual was happening on the site. I mean, the parents who were in touch with me obviously were extremely upset and frightened about what was happening. And it was about trying, I guess, to reassure them that the school had acted appropriately, given the context that they were operating in, that the police had launched quite an extensive investigation. And it's now a matter, I think, of waiting to see what the outcome of that investigation.